Mr. O'Mahon, what is your area of expertise for this court tonight?
Please, call me Damien. I'm the man to ask about omens, according to all my neighbours and family friends.
And can you tell us what exactly is an omen?
It's a sign of how events are going to work out.
And these can be either good or bad, yes?
Yes. So, for example, my good friend the magpie is best enjoyed when seen with another magpie. Or indeed, it's good luck to meet a white lamb in the early morning with the sunlight on its face.
And an example of a bad omen might be?
Oh, there are many. A bird or a bat coming into the house is never good. And watch out for a picture falling off the wall for no good reason. A death in that family will surely follow.
Oh, I see. And would you regard Friday the 13th as being a particular day for watching out for either good or bad omens?
Friday the 13th gets a bad press for no good reason. From what I can see, it only came about in the last 100 years from two previously separate bad omens that have been of Friday and the number 13.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from a 1907 book written by Thomas Lawson called Friday the 13th, where he tells us about the dealings of unscrupulous Wall Street traders. How times have changed. And tell us, how did you become authority in all of this?
Well, they'd be your words. I was just a good pair of ears from growing up, and I paid heed to what my elders had to say.
And what advice would you give the jury here tonight?
Well, the universe frequently gives us signs, but ultimately we make our own good luck. If you want something bad enough and truly believe it's possible, you'll get it. Conversely, if you think on too much on something that you don't want, you'll probably get that too. Wisdom is known as the law of attraction.
Thank you. No more questions, Your Honour.
Nothing more than New Age wishful thinking, Your Honour. Moving on, tell us a bit about crossing the path of a black cat.
Well, in these parts, it's deemed to be a sign of good luck.
And elsewhere, here.
Well, I'm no expert in Europe and what have you, but it's different there, I think.
Exactly. Only the countries that drive on the left believe in it. On the country that's bad luck to cross the path of a black cat. For example, in Ireland or the UK, a black cat is lucky, but in France and Germany or Italy, it's unlucky. Does that make much sense?
Not much, I guess, but I'm not going to lose sleep on the point.
I'm pleased to hear it. Tell me, what should a fisherman do if he meets a red-haired woman on the way to his boat?
Go home at once.
Or if a man asks you on your way to work, what are you going, where are you going, what should you do?
I'd say go home. Both are regarded as very unlucky.
Well, maybe for the fellow's employer. Isn't this just a myth put about by dossers like these here to get a day off work?
The sea has got her own ways of letting us know her mysteries, and you need to respect that.
So, never bring anything blue onto a boat.
No, you're looking for trouble if you do.
Or heaven forbid have a woman on board.
Not a good idea on any day of the week.
Or to say the word pig, or to eat walnuts aboard.
Definitely never good.
Yeah, hogwash and nuts, I say. Thank you, Mr. O'Mahon. No further questions.